Now, from WPTL Sports, it's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
We're coming to you live on WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina, here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. And Rhonda, this is a huge, huge game as the Franklin Panthers have rolled in. And this is a big showdown in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference between the Pisgah Black Bears and the Franklin Panthers. Hi, folks. This is Chuck Fiebernets along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, these games, we've been waiting to get into this thing for about 2 weeks.
The problem is after we come back from this game, we're going to be on spring break, but we play West Henderson after spring break. And we've never really done well against Franklin on spring break. I don't know what it is, but we just don't do well. This is a tough game right here. Pisgah really wants this team. And I think if we can ever start hitting, it's a mind game with these girls, with Chelsea. They let her get in her mind. Coach said it last week. She said they get into her mind, our kids' minds when we bat. They let her get in, and they can't hit against her. It's a mental thing, and if we can ever break that ice, I think this team will really rock and roll against her.
Well, Rhonda alluded to the fact that going inside the circle for the Franklin Panthers is one of the best pitchers in the state of North Carolina, and North Carolina state-bound Chelsea Stanfield. And she is an outstanding left-handed southpaw pitcher. I tell you, folks, she's got a lot of stuff, and she can bring it, too, with a lot of heat. And so it's going to be a tall order for the Pisgah Black Bears to handle this young lady.
I don't understand why we always, as a team, hit pitchers very well that pitch fast. We struggle against pitchers that have the good changeup and stuff. Don't get me wrong, she has a good changeup. But mainly her, 90% of her pitches are fastballs and are either to the outside or to the inside. She works the corners very well. Today's going to be interesting to see how the umpires call it, if they let her get away with more on the corners than usual. And Franklin, they did let her get away with some of let her get more of the corner than she should have. So it's going to be an interesting to see the umpires how they call this game. If they give her the corners, it could be a long day for Pisgah.
Well, go ahead, Brad. I'm sorry.
If they make her narrow that strike zone down a little bit, it could be a long day for Stanfield.
Well, the first meeting, the umpires they gave her that wide berth on the outside part of the plate. She pounded the strike zone, elevated with two strikes. Early on, Tuscola had some trouble. But Rhonda, in that first meeting, although the Panthers won down at their place 3-1, the fact of the matter is that, that Pisgah has, had some trouble. But the fact is that Pisgah had squandered three innings where they left runners stranded on second and third, and our number three and four hitters came up hitless in that game. You know, they were 0-for-6 in that game with runners in scoring position.
And that's another thing that Coach Goodwin talked about when we talked after the game, is that we left runners in scoring position. We had several times we had runners at second with no out, and we couldn't get them in. And that hurt us. We've got to be able to, first, play defensively very well. We're going to have to play some defense. Second, we're going to have to make her when we go to the plate, we need to start trying to hit some of those balls.
And I had mentioned, again, doing dual broadcast, enetsports.com, Tuscola. I surely, mentioned Pisgah, but I said Tuscola, and I'm sitting there writing Pisgah in front of me. Sorry, folks, it was just a slip. But I know where I'm at. I'm at the Pisgah-Franklin softball game, and I would try not to make that mistake. The Franklin Panthers come into this ball game with a 10-2 record on top, with the North Henderson Knights, with a 6-1 record. Well, North Henderson is undefeated.
Right. North Henderson undefeated.
7-0.
They haven't played each other, and they got to play twice.
Right. And then, Pisgah trailing behind, in third place, needing a big win here to put them back into the hunt.
That's tied for second.
And that is, they have a 9-2 record overall and 5-2 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. So, again, this is a lot riding on this ball game.
A huge lot riding on this game. Because, like I said just a few minutes ago, Franklin and North Henderson have yet to play each other, and they got to play twice. So, we need that to be split. Or if we win today, we need Franklin to take both of them.
Well, you know? And that's the thing, is because if we need North Henderson with zero losses in the conference, correct, to lose three times.
Mm-hmm.
Because a tie of two losses, and if Pisgah can go ahead and win the rest of the conference game, they already have two losses, one to Franklin, one to North Henderson. So if they tie with North Henderson, then how do they solve that? Because they split their thing.
After the game Tuesday, I had dinner with Mike Matthews, and he's been around the softball circuit for God knows how long. Probably the most knowledgeable man when it comes to rules. He said if it ends up a tie and each one's won head-to-head, then they go by the run difference. In other words, it was a two-run difference between us and North Henderson. If North Henderson comes here and we're tied, we need to beat them by more than two runs. So he seems to think it'll go by the run difference to break the tie.
He's not exactly sure,
but that sounds about right, because I don't think you would flip a coin on that. I just don't like that coin flip stuff. It used to be back in the old days in football, they went by total yards.
You
won by 2 yards one year.
If you had one of those shady statisticians, you know,
you came a long way in the playoffs.
Well, folks, we'll come back for more of our pregame show here with the Franklin Panthers and the Pisgah Black Bears after a few messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. This is Chuck Fiebernitz with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. Rhonda, we were talking earlier about the meeting today. What was the difference in the first meeting between these two teams?
Well, we just couldn't get our bats going, and I think that's one thing that we really need to focus on today is getting our bats going. We need to put the pressure on their defense, and we have yet to do that. It seemed like every time we'd get the pressure on them, we would swing at pitches that were just way out of the zone, and, I mean, it's just something that it's not like Pisgah. This team's refocused after those two losses. This is a different team than Franklin's seen the first time. So you can't take them for granted. But yeah, on the other hand, Franklin's two losses, they both times were beat 2-1 by McDowell 2-1 and by West Henderson 2-1. So we've got to play excellent defense because they are not a good hitting team. This is not the best Franklin team, not like last year. They're not the hitters that we seen last year. They're not putting up the big numbers like they did last year. So we need to play defense and make them have to earn it from inside the circle.
Well, let's go over the starting lineups, and starting with Coach Moffitt's Franklin Panthers, who come in with a 10-2 overall record, 6-1 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. Leading off will be Caitlin Sanders, the center fielder, followed by Ashley Holland, the second baseman, and then the big Chelsea Stanfield, their big softball pitcher, batting third. Amber Cook will follow in the cleanup at third base. Haley Overholt, the shortstop, great fielding shortstop, made a lot of plays in the first game, batting fifth. Anissa Steele, the left fielder, will bat sixth. Amy Underwood, batting seventh, and will play first base. Landon Penland will play bat eighth and play right field, and batting ninth and doing the catching is Morgan Concord. for the Pisgah Black Bears, coming in with a 9-2 overall record and 5-2 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. Serena Goodwin's going to go with leading off with Hannah Hudson, the right fielder, followed by Sheridan Presley, the shortstop, who comes in batting a team-leading 474 overall. She'll be followed by catcher Mahala Irvin, who comes in batting 392 with 6 home runs and 22 career home runs. And then she'll be followed by pitcher Micah James, also batting 469. And James has been on fire in the last 4 games. No home runs, but absolutely 3 and 4 hits.
Hey, I'll take 4 for 4 any day with no home runs.
Absolutely. So she'll be doing the pitching. She's going inside the circle. Serena Goodwin's giving her the ball and putting it all on the senior to break this jinx that we've got with the Franklin Panthers. Batting 5th will be third baseman Caitlin Hanna, batting 455. And 2 bombs already. Logan Matthews will be the designated hitter, followed by Sydney Parrish. She'll be batting for Sydney Parrish, who will be our defensive specialist out at first base. Batting 7th will be, and playing left field, will be Michaela Tipton. And batting 8th will be the second baseman, Taylor Gallion. And then wrapping that up, batting 9th, center fielder Bianca Burnett. And that's how we're going to go today with the Pisgah Black Bears. So here's the big thing. Has Franklin seen Micah James yet?
No.
And did he see her at all last year?
Yes, he did in the very first game. But Micah is, I think, a better pitcher now that we've seen her. She had to take over the reins last year. And by her going down to state and doing what she did against Eastern Randolph, which was the defending state champion, giving her the confidence, and Serena just saying, and Micah is a very good fielding player. Pitcher, better than Matthews, and I'm not saying anything against Matthews. It's just Matthews is a big girl.
Right.
Micah's quicker.
Well, Micah is your superb shortstop. I mean, she's the girl that made all the great defensive plays, so we know what she's got defensively.
Oh yeah.
You're putting a shortstop, a Gold Glove pitcher inside the circle. Can she handle the Panthers today? And what does she have to do to handle the Panthers?
She needs to hit the corners.
Right.
She needs to be low and hit the corners, make them pop up and ground out. Put the pressure on them. That might be a good idea because with Logan last about 2 weeks ago when we played Frank, he struggled with the high ball, and that's what they kept hitting us on. So, and like I say, it depends on if the umpire keeps the strike zone consistent on both sides. I think it favors Pisgah more than it does Franklin because of our hitters.
Well, both teams have completed their infield. We're closing in on the first pitch as they now, Pisgah has just finished up their pregame warm-ups and they are inside the dugout. We're waiting for the umpires and the meeting at the umpires. So let's take a break right here for a few of our messages, and when we come back, we'll be ready for the opening pitch, Star Spangled Banner, and some great Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball. This is Chuck Fiebernet on WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. Managers are meeting at home plate with the umpires, going over the grounds rule. And, you know, Rhonda, it's just... What's in the minds right now, do you think, of the Pisgah softball team?
They need to be loose. Every time we play them, they get so uptight and tense, and they just are trying too hard. They need to take this game as if it was Brevard or Smoky Mountain, and when the bats were alive. The 2 times we've lost our games, we've struggled at the plate. The games we've won, we've hit at the plate. So we really need to be relaxed and loose. We need to not be so tight. And I think that's one thing that the seniors are going to do today. They're going to take over. You wait and see.
Well, that, you know, you bring that up because last time we noticed on our broadcast from the complex down in Franklin was that we noticed that the team was so tight for the first three innings. And once they got through, and then they started to loosen up, started to get the bats, you know, the putting the bat on the ball, making some contact, putting runners on, moving runners, and had runners in scoring position, but just couldn't come up with the timely hits.
No, we couldn't come up with the timely hits. And if we ever get a lead against this team, ever, I think it'll break that ice. We have never led. Last year we never led, and this year we haven't led. You notice the three runs they got was one in the first inning, one in the second inning, one in third, and they never scored another one.
Right.
We've never been ahead. If we can get that lead, break that ice, take that jackhammer out, just go at that thing. I pick something. I mean, get her done.
Get her done. Yeah. That's what they're doing. They're getting her done. The lineup's right now. Franklin's being introduced, and now they're starting with the Black Bears. So we're moments away. We'll have the playing of the Star Spangled Banner on the fiddle by senior Sawyer Leatherwood. That's always a treat. And then we're ready to go for first pitch and everything.
I'm ready. I'm fired up. I've been waiting for this all day.
I think you've been waiting for this for about 2 weeks.
It ain't Sawyer. We've just been told it is not Sawyer playing. So
who is playing?
Oh, I don't know. We don't know. Folks, we're going to get a surprise here because we don't know who's doing the national anthem.
Oh, okay.
So I guess as Briscoe Darling said and Ed Griffin, jump in and hang on. Because we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Well, we're ready to go, and so we'll stand for the Star Spangled Banner.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for the playing of the national anthem.
Not Sawyer Leatherwood's fiddle.
No, unless he's got a brand new and it plays all kinds of music.
But that's still a treat. Beautiful day, 60 degrees here, a little nippy and cool, but as you know, from the weather we've had, last 3 days have been sort of cold, and we're starting to come out of it. Weather's going to break, and it's going to be a nice weekend.
Yeah.
And Pisgah has gone, and Tuscola have gone on breaks. This will be their spring break. Do they go to school tomorrow?
Yes, I know that the reason that this game was pushed ahead of the JVs and the JVs are playing on another field is because that we have several players that are leaving tonight to go on a course trip, and they're going to Virginia Beach, and Bianca Burnett being one, there's several others on the team, and that's the reason they pushed this game up from Friday to Thursday to try to get them so they at least, you know, have their senior fun.
Well, Micah James is inside the circle, has completed her warm-up tosses. And we're ready to go here. So facing James here in the first inning will be Caitlin Sanders, Ashley Holland, and Chelsea Stanfield. 1, 2, 3 in the order as everybody meets at the inside the circle, goes through the routines, and we're ready for some great softball.
Oh, yeah.
Here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Not a cloud in the sky, so you got to say it's a Chamber of Commerce day. James is ready in her first pitch.
strike outside corner.
That's a beautiful pitch.
Most important in pitching is getting strike one, strike two.
Get ahead of your counters. I mean, the hitters.
Chang's ready to go. Change up just missed for a ball. 1-1.
Trying to get her a swing at something. It wasn't hurt us.
Ready to go. Got her sign. Here's her pitch. Swung on, and that popped up into shallow. And that's out in shallow center, and that was hauled in by Sheridan Presley, the shortstop. So one out, one batter, one out.
Back to what I was talking about in the pregame. She was popped it up. We need to keep our pitches down, pop it up, ground it out.
That's going
to
bring up second baseman Ashley Holland. Caitlin Hanna at third, Presley at short. Pitch one, it popped up inside the infield. James calls that off near the circle. Calls that in, one pitch, and now that's the second out.
That's a great start for Micah. I mean, she's not working hard yet, and that's what you want. Easy innings. 1, 2, 3. Let's get them out in order.
That's going to bring up the North Carolina State-bound Chelsea Stanfield.
Against the Mars Hill-bound.
James will be signing tomorrow. Change up in the dirt to Stanfield, ball one. On the right side of the infield, Taylor Gallion at second base, Sydney Paris at first base. Hannah Hudson in right, the Gazelle, Bianca Burnett in center, and Michaela Tipton in left field. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Michaela Irvin is behind the plate. Hit her 6th home run on Tuesday of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Her 22nd of her career, and she's only a junior. Next pitch is just inside for a ball, 3-0. So James trying to work the dots around the strike zone. Ball's behind 3-0. Large crowd here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Next pitch, ball four, loses her on four, and that's going to bring up Amber Cook, who hit a home run in the third inning. In the first meeting this year.
Yeah, Amber Cook's the one that hurt us so bad at the other game. She was 2-3 in that game. So we really need to limit her to many hits. Just make her put it in play.
James is ready. First pitch to Cook. Call strike. Tanked the knees. From our vantage point, Stanfield will be running for herself. No courtesy runner. James is ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung out. And that's a ripped foul past Coach Moffitt down at the third base coaching box. He just kind of took a deep breath and kind of pointed to the other side of the line.
I think he got WLOS's cameraman.
Well, if it did, it hurt.
I know.
This girl can swing it. So here's the 0-2 pitch.
Ooh.
Fouled off the mask of Mahala Irvin. She's all right. Shakes it off. That ricochets back to the fence. She retrieves it.
It takes a lot to hurt that girl. She's tough.
Two outs here in the top of the first inning. No score. Two-strike count. Here's the pitch, a changeup, and that is lined right back at Irvin. Picked up by Hannah, throw over to Frankie Carter. Ricocheted off the ball by Michael James. Caitlin Hannah swung on it and threw a strike over to first base. And that's all for the Panthers here in the top of the first inning as they strand a runner. And we go to the bottom of the first with no score in this ballgame.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Wankel by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler. Commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. Give B. Allen a call.
If you're scoring that at home because it ricocheted a liner off of Amber Cook's bat, right back at the pitcher, Micah James. She reached crosshand, backhanded it, and went off the tip of her glove and ricocheted over to Caitlin Hanna. You score that 1-5-3. An unusual way to record that third out. So,
That was a great play by Caitlin Hanna, and she's got a strong arm. But did you notice how Sydney Paris was nearly split to get that ball? She has got so many runners out by inches by just splitting to get that ball, like a major league first baser. I mean, that kid just gets out there with long arms and stuff.
People are asking, Rhonda, how did Franklin, and it's not a knock on West Henderson, but how did Franklin lose to West Henderson?
Chelsea Stanfield had an asthma attack during the game. They had to take her out because she's got allergies and asthma. If anybody's had asthma, it's real pie pollen. It has a tendency to cause you breathing problems. They took her out. West Henderson won in the bottom of the 7th. with our bases loaded and couldn't hit a single, and that's what scored the winning run.
Well, we're ready to go for the bottom of the first inning. Scheduled up to face Chelsea Stamp, who will be Hannah Hudson, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin, 1-2-3. So checking into the right-hand hitter's box will be Hannah Hudson, the right fielder. Hannah Hudson batting 310 for the Black Bears. First pitch is from the big southpaw, a strike on the inside part of the plate. A little different demeanor out of the Black Bears. Hopefully they can turn this around.
You can tell they're focused.
Next pitch is outside for a ball. Changeup just missed. Rounded there.
That was one of the pitches she was getting in Franklin. So, let's see. Like I say, the strike zone is very important today, folks. You don't understand it.
Next pitch by Stanfield. Swung on and fouled back. Nice cut by Hannah Hudson. She was on it, but just fouled it straight back. One ball, two strikes.
And Sheridan was intimidated by her. She went 2 of 3 that day. That lefty on lefty matchup.
Next pitch by, it's in the dirt. Got away out of the hands early of Chelsea Stanfield.
She's very time controlling. She wants to pitch at her pace. She takes her time.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that is driven to right field. In on the coming in was the right fielder Landon Penland. Stumbled a little bit.
I think she thought the ball was going further than it did. Then she had to stop, and then she run forward, and then she grabbed it. It looked like she misplayed it at first, and I was hoping she would. But I mean,
now it'll be Sheridan Presley coming to bat, leading the Black Bears. Only a sophomore with a .474 batting average. First pitch is high and outside, ball one. Lefty against lefty.
Yes.
I told her today, I said, you're going to have to do some research on Ty Cobb.
She still doesn't know who he is.
Next pitch by Stanfield, change up. Up high for ball two. Stanfield doesn't like the call.
No, she was.
She's not so far.
She does her motions away from the referee.
A weak cut by Presley chased a high and outside fastball and missed it, so it's now 2-1.
She knew she shouldn't have swung at that one. That would probably have been ball three.
Stanfield, the big softball, blonde here. Here she comes, swing. Nope, check swing by Presley, didn't go. And so that'll make the count 3-1.
Make her work. That's what we need to do. Be patient with her bats, make her work.
On deck is Mahala Irvin, who's been hot. Swung on and fouled back. That'll make the count 3-2. Irvin has hit a home run in each of her last three games. So she's got a home run streak going of three consecutive games. We would like to see that streak up to 4 today.
Well, I'd like to see her hit one off, Chip.
Swung on and that's popped up into the infield. Over to the fence is first baseman Amy Underwood. She hauls that in, and that's all for Presley. That is 2 outs now.
I thought that ball was going to get over to the fence and go out. But this could be a pitcher's game today. It could be a duel.
That's going to bring up Mahala Irvin. And we now start the, as we call the portion of the lineup, we call them the thumpers. The thumpers from 3-7. Pitch swung on and missed. Irvin was going for the down, came up empty on a changeup. Great pitch by Stanfield.
But she is level on her swing, too, and that's important.
On deck is Micah James, another hot hitter. Pitches outside for a ball. Stanfield smiles at the umpire.
That's that corner she was getting in Franklin, so, she's going to have to narrow her strike zone down, and that puts it in the hitters.
Next pitch, swung on and missed at a around the chin area. Irvin chasing that one. Makes the count 1-2. James batting .469 and doing the pitching today. She's on deck. The thumper, part of the lineup, now has hit 19. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt and low. That'll even the count at 2-2. 2 outs, folks, here in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Franklin Panthers and the Pisgah Black Bears.
I wouldn't be surprised if she don't go back to that same pitch she did
Sweetheart, lift it to left field and then kiss it goodbye.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's what we need.
Hey, well, Herman, that went deep for the fourth consecutive game. And for the first time in 3 years, the Black Bears lead the Franklin Panthers.
There's the ice pick. There's the jackhammer. That's what we need. And she is focused. The Western North Carolina record for home runs is 30. Held by T.C. Robertson's, I don't know the girl's name. I will find out before with you. But Mahala Irvin just hit number 23 for her career, and she's just a junior.
That'll be number 7 on the season for Irvin and 23rd in her career, as Rhonda mentioned. Now that'll bring up Micah James. She's ready to go. Stanfield pitches, and that pitch is way outside for a ball.
That was beautiful. Oh, man.
Pulled it straight away left field. That one was gone. That was a low liner. Stanfield ready to go. Pitches outside for ball two.
There's that corner she was getting in Franklin. I'm telling you, this is going to be, oh, I love it already. We can just keep up the consistency.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss on a changeup. That dropped off, you know, that dropped, the bottom dropped out of that thing.
It looked like Micah kind of looked odd swinging at that. She kind of was off balance.
That's a lot of confidence from the softball with a 2-0 changeup. Here's the 2, and that's now 2-2. That's a big swing and a miss by James, even the count. So the Black Bears finally, lead the Franklin Panthers 1-0 on the home run by Irvin. Next pitch is in the dirt. Ball three. On deck is Caitlin Hanna.
And Chelsea's having to work. She's had to go deep in every batter that's been in. And this is just the fourth batter. She's went deep in every batter.
So now the Thumpers are responsible for all 20 home runs this season. I guess we're going to have to start calling them the Queens of Thump.
That's
swung on and missed, and she struck her out, so that's all for the Black Bears. But they do get a run, and so after one complete innings is in the books, it's Pisgah 1, Franklin nothing. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We're in the top of the second inning. Pisgah, 1, Franklin, nothing. Stop the pressing.
Thanks to Mahala Irvin.
Scheduled up to face Micah James. This inning will be Haley Overholt, the shortstop, Anissa Steele, and Amy Underwood.
For the Panthers, number 20, Haley Overholt.
I tell you, I hope WLOS got that. I'd like to see that on the highlights tonight. When that thing was, it was a shot. It's just like Chuck said, what a shot.
Wind blowing gently from left center field into the plate. James ready to go, and that's a liner to center field. That's down for a single, so Overholt leads off with a sharp single for the Panthers, and that'll bring up Anissa Steele, the left fielder, who watched that bomb go out of the ballpark from her perch from her left field position. So in the teeth of the wind, Irvin goes deep. James is ready. Here's the pitch. Tried to bunt it. Missed it. So it'll be strike one. Trying to move the runners around.
It was a great thing for Mahala Irvin to come out of that slump.
Do you think that plays with the psyche of a team that doesn't usually go small ball? Go small ball this early. Big swing and a miss, fouled it into the ground. So now James is ahead of Steele, 0-2.
I think that big bomb right there was Pisgah taking the lead, placed as a psyche of our team.
Got it. James is ready. Wind up, here's the pitch. Popped up against the screen, so Steele hangs in there with the 0-2 count. Overholt on first. She singled to lead off this inning. That's where we're at. Here in the top of the second. James is ready. The pitch. High for a ball. 1-2. James working primarily with the fastball, moving some, you know, moving it around and changing some speeds. Pounding the strike zone and working the dots around the stop strike zone. Next pitch is line to left field. Mahala tipped it. That's up against the wall. Tipped and gives it. Throws into the relay. Throw to third is not in time, so that'll be a stand-up double for Anissa Steele.
It was like Michaela Tipton didn't get a good read on that ball. She kind of stopped, and then she seen it. The time she got over, it was done too late.
Amy Underwood, well, not bad, with runners in scoring position and nobody out. So the Panthers rallying, trying to get back into this game and recapture the lead. James is ready. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. 1-0.
Well, he's being consistent. He wasn't giving that to Chelsea, so he's not going to give it to Micah, so I like that.
James is ready to go for pitch number 2, and that's fouled back into the screen, so that is now 1-1 to Underwood, the first baseman for Franklin. 1-0 here in the top of the second inning at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Pitch is blooped up to Presley, calls it in, so 1-1. A looping liner off the hands of Underwood keeps the runners in position at second and third.
That was a great play by Sheridan. As soon as she caught the ball, she looked both ways, second, third. She's going to try to double up somebody.
That's going to bring up right field Landon Penland. So first pitch is a ball. Boy, that would be big if she could get out of this without a run in this inning. Ready to go. Pitch it. Popped up and out of play. Even the count at 1-1. Beautiful day. Wind blowing ever so gently in from left center field to home plate.
And it's not as cold as it was yet Tuesday when it was blowing. Woo!
Penland squares around. Pulls it back. Here's the pitch. And that's lined to left center field. And that ball is up against the wall. That would score two. That would be at least a double. So Penland goes deep into the gap. A two RBI double. And that'll make the score now 2-1 as the Panthers regain the lead. That's going to bring up Morgan Cochran, the catcher. James ready to go. Pitch. High for a ball. Penland hit a high fastball. James got to get those pitches down around the knees.
Yep.
High fastball, ball 2.
That's what I was talking about earlier in the show. We got to keep the ball down and make them pop it up and ground out.
High ball 3. These girls for Franklin love it in the wheelhouse, which is above the belt. You got to keep it below the belt, preferably at the knees. Next pitch is at the knees, called strike. 3-1.
And that's where the ump wants it, too.
On deck is Caitlin Sanders, who popped up to Sheridan Presley at short. Next pitch, that's line to the second baseman. She flips over to first. That would be Taylor Gallion to retire Cochran. So that's 2 outs now. A nice one hopper and great fielding play by the junior Taylor Gallion. And on the play, Landon Penland moves over to third. So now that's going to bring up Caitlin Sanders here with 2 outs in the top of the second, and Franklin leading Pisgah 2-1. Pitch called strike above the belt. So
I think the check swing got her more than the pitch.
So it's an 0-1 count now to Sanders, who's 0-1 against James. Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Nice changeup, a little high. Took a little speed, burying her speeds on her pitches, because hitting is timing the pitch, and pitching is disrupting the timing, you know, the hitters. Next pitch is just low and outside for a ball. Makes the count 2-1. Good call by the umpire.
He's being consistent. So,
well, I always like to say he's consistently good, and that's what these umpires are. They're consistently good. Next pitch is swung on and fouled up against the screen. So that will make the count 2-2 here in the top of the second inning. Beautiful crowd, Ron.
Oh, it is. It's a full house on Pisgah's side, that's for sure.
Ready to go. Pitch by James. Swung out and just struck her out.
Great.
Took a little speed off on that. Sunk it a little bit, and that'll be all for the Panthers. They do get 2 runs on 3 hits and strand 1. And so after 1.5 innings are in the book, it's Franklin 2, Pisgah 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler. Commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. Give B. Allen a call. That was great to get out of that inning with just 2 runs. But we broke the ice. We finally got ahead. So I think that you'll see more confidence coming out of the Bears as they come as the game goes along.
They'll battle.
Yeah. And you got another big hitter coming up to the plate, and that's Taylor or Caitlin Hanna.
Well, we still have some more of the thumpers, as it'll be Caitlin Hanna, Logan Matthews, and Michaela Tipton. Caitlin Hanna has 2 bombs, Logan Matthews has 5, and Michaela Tipton has 3 home runs on the season. So a lot of pop and a lot of thump coming to the plate. To face.
You know, Franklin plays a lot of small ball. They don't have a lot of home runs for a team. So a lot of their hits are like doubles and stuff like that. Pisgah's big hit, a lot of theirs come. They can play. They've proved they can play small ball, too. So.
Okay, delivered by the sword and died by the sword, and the sword for Pisgah's the home run.
Oh, yeah.
That'll bring up Caitlin Hanna, the lead off the bottom of the second inning. Southpaw Chelsea Stanfield ready to go, and here's a pitch. High for a ball to Hanna. Hanna batting 455 and has played a superb third base for the Black Bears this season. Played left field last year and has been moved to the infield this year. Next pitch is...
And actually, her true position is third base.
Good. But
so she had
Micah played third last
year.
Right.
She had to go to... She went to third out to outfield last year, but her true position is third.
2-0. Stanfield gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Hanna. Came up empty. Boy, she was going deep looking for that one.
Oh.
She's, something's wrong.
She
pulled the muscle on that pitch. She took a big shot and she bent over.
She looked like she tweaked her knee or something. She's a favor in her leg, so...
Working on that, Ronnie, maybe right.
They're calling the trainer out. Yeah, she took such a hard, long, big swing. You know, sometimes you put that pressure on that outside leg, and when you swing, if your knee don't go with it, it can tweak it.
So.
Could be the ankle.
The trainer for Pisgah, the branch, is out there checking her foot. It's her toe area where he's holding.
Yeah.
She might have gotten sort of like a turf toe when she swung.
Yeah. Now let me tell you something. When you've got a foot injury, it hurts.
Well, the game of sports, you have to have your feet. You have to have, you know, your limbs are very important. You can't play this thing. Even in swimming, you got to have your feet. So you got to take care of the foot. And ankle injuries and everything, that holds you because it limits you. You can't pitch, and especially in baseball and softball. You can't play the field, can't run the bases, can't swing the bat.
She's going to stay in. She's a senior. She wants this game more than any of the girls on the bench. I think she twisted her, kind of rolled her ankle and maybe popped that toe. I'm going to tell you, that hurts.
So we'll resume now. Hanna stays into the right-hand hitter's box. It'll be a 2-1 count. Here's Stanfield and the pitch. Called strike, painted the corner, 2-2.
And that's a call where I think she didn't lay off of, and that's what called the strike on that. She looked like she went around.
Logan Matthews ready. Laid off the high fastball, makes the count 3-2. On deck, as I mentioned before, is Logan Matthews, the DH.
out something Tuesday that
swung on and missed, struck her out. That'll be all for Hannah. Now to bring up Logan Matthews.
Logan Matthews had a foot injury earlier in the year. We've seen her on crutches before the season even started. We got kind of panicky. Her dad told me that she had a broke foot and did not know it, and it had healed.
Hmm. So one out here in the bottom of the second. First pitch is swung on and missed by Logan Matthews. Stanfield, an excellent pitcher, one of the best in the state. Working inside the circle. Allowed only one hit. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Ball one. One and one.
Logan's a very good hitter. She can hit that ball if she gets contact in the center of the bat.
That's a steal out in left field, playing straight away. Swung on, and that is driven to right field. Back to the fence. Could be.
Oh,
that'll be a double right there. Was up against the fence. Ran at the warning track as the right fielder went up to get it, landed Penland, and it went off her glove and the fence. So that'll be ruled a double, nearly a home run for Logan Matthews.
It's like she lost it in the sun. She's shading her eyes, you know. She's having a hard time. You remember, Franklin plays a lot of their games at night because they have lights.
Talk to Walt Leatherwood. Anybody got $60,000 around, that's what it's going to cost to get the lights put in. $125,000 for the baseball. That'll bring up Michaela Tipton now. Fastball outside for a strike, 0-1. Nice pitch by Stanfield. So, Logan Matthews on second with a stand-up double. Almost hit her sixth home run of the season. Swung on and that is fouled out of play. Good cut by
Chelsea. Making good contact against Chelsea today, which is the polar opposite of last time we played.
Kayla Tipton's at the plate. Taylor Gallion is on deck, ready to go. Pitch is high for a ball. So now to make the count, one ball, two strikes. Tipton wasn't biting on that pitch. Stanfield gets her sign. Fixes the ball. Here's the softball's pitch. Ball outside, low and away. So even the count at 2-2. Franklin's outfielders are playing exceptionally shallow against Michaela Tipton.
Except for the right fielder, and she's up against the fence.
Big swing and a miss, struck her out. That'll be off for Tipton. She goes down on strikes. So that'll be two outs here, and that'll bring up Taylor Gallion. Penland playing way over to the right field line. And now the outfielders for Franklin move in even closer. Big swing and a miss by Taylor Gallion. Come up empty on that one. Overmatched on the heater by Chelsea Stanfield. Runner at second. That's Logan Matthews. Represents the tying run. Squares around, lays down a bump, and goes foul. Nice idea. Caught Franklin napping a little bit as their defense reacted slowly to it. She could have just put it down the line, but it rolled foul.
I think they thought that since there was two outs, we wouldn't be bunting in that situation. That was a good call by Coach Leatherwood to catch them napping.
But Stanfield's got Taylor Gallion in a hole, 0-2, here in the bottom of the second. Time is called. Stanfield wants to regroup. Matthews still at second base on that stand-up double. 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Franklin Panthers lead the Pisgah Black Bears. Pitch is high for a ball. Makes it 1-2. Beautiful day.
Oh, it is.
Calm down a little bit. Still at 60 at game time. Swung on and missed. Struck her out. So three strikeouts here in that inning. That's all for Pisgah as they strand a runner at second base. So after two innings are in the books, it's Franklin 2, Pisgah 1. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
I want some music.
Sure.
PM and driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle include ride and handling at. Never mind. We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. No one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends May 31st, 2012. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Back to the Pisgah softball complex. Already a one-strike count. Ball in the dirt, 1-1 to Ashley Holland, the number two hitter in the lineup. Micah James worked quickly in her warm-up tosses and got it done. So she kind of shortchanged us a little bit. Gonna have to talk to her about taking some more time. That is blooped up to center field. Got a drop for a single. So Holland leads off with a looping line drive single.
And if Sheridan Presley had been just an inch taller, she'd have got that one.
That'll bring up Chelsea Stanfield. The pitcher walked her last time up.
Chelsea Stanfield.
Batting third for the Panthers. James ready to go. The pitch lined foul out of play and bangs off the face of the indoor batting cages or the roof of the batting cages. I don't really consider that the indoors, would it?
Well, it's covered. That gives us an opportunity to hit and pitch when it's raining.
That's a line drive single to left field, so back-to-back singles to lead off here in the top of the third by Franklin. So Chelsea Stanfield
number four, Amber
and Holland get singles. That's going to bring up Amber Cook.
Well, she had to go really down low to get that ball. It was nearly on the dirt.
Franklin ready to go. James is ready. Pitch, ball outside. So already with no outs, Franklin rallying again with a 2-1 lead here in the top of the third. That's foul. Line drive by Amber Cook. She's a heck of a hitter. I really like this girl from Franklin. She was ended the first inning on that unusual 1-5-3 ground out. Ricocheted off of Micah James's glove over to Caitlin Hanna at third, and Hanna just scooped it up and threw a strike to first. Next pitch, called strike at the knee. One ball, two strikes to Amber Cook, the cleanup hitter for Franklin.
Go out.
Runners at first and second for the Panthers. They lead 2-1. Next pitch, changeup, dribbled over to Presley. Gets it, flips over, and flipped it and threw it away. That'll be an error. Backhanded it and tried to throw that ball over to get the lead runner. That didn't work, so that'll be an error, so that'll be bases loaded with nobody out. Not the time to do that.
No, she should have squared up and just tossed it because she had plenty of time.
Okay, Haley Overholt just missed on the outside part of the plate, so that'll be ball one. Overholt singled her last time up. She's 1-for-1 against James this game. Bases are full of Panthers. Next pitch is in the dirt. No go. Nice block by Irvin. 2-0.
Nowhere to put him. She's got a pitch to her.
get a sense that the wheels may be coming off of Franklin right now. Got to regroup. That is lifted to right field,
which would be a sacrifice.
Bianca Burnett gets it, throws it into the plate. Throw is just in, not in time. So sliding in on a sacrifice fly, an RBI on Haley Overholt is Ashley Holland. So that'll be 3-1 now, Franklin, as all the runners move up on the throw from Bianca Burnett into Mahala Irvin, and that was such a good throw. That was closer
nearly,
than what you thought it
yeah,
would
be. She nearly got her.
So one out, runners now.
I don't know if Franklin's runner was not running hard or if it's just a good throw.
It's going to bring up Anissa Steele, the left fielder. That's line foul off the roof of the cover of the batting cages down the left field line. So she got around on it really good, got a good act.
You wonder how long Serena Goodwin would go with Micah if she keeps struggling.
Change up, drops it right in there. Knee high, beautiful pitch by Irvin. So now she's ahead in the count 0-2 to Anissa Steele, who doubled her last time up and scored a run. She's 1-for-1. Just missed with a fastball on the outside part of the plate. So that'll make the count now at 1-2.
That was a beautiful change up.
James works. Big windup. Here's the pitch, and that's dribbled back to James. She checks the runner, throws over to first, backs her up as she moves. Chelsea Stanfield, who had ideas, looked her back and then threw her out. So a nice, easy comebacker retires Steele for the second out of the inning and keeps Stanfield at third base.
That was a huge out. If we can keep them to one run, we're still in this game. It's not...
That is big rounder because
oh, yeah.
You had nobody out with bases loaded, and they can only get a run if this is the case. And that's dribbled foul picked up by Caitlin Hanna. That person would be Amy Underwood, who popped up to shortstop. Her first time up, she's 0-1. Underwood, the first baseman. Next pitch is a changeup. Nice block by Irvin. Went down to her knees. Ball bounced up. I thought it was going over. And a hit off her mask and in front of the plate, keeping everybody at their base. And those people would be Stanfield and Cook at second and third, respectively. And that's grounded back up the hole. Nice scoop by Presley. Throw to first. Great play.
Daughter. Oh, merciful love. Presley made up for that error.
That ball was going airmail right up the middle, and Presley went up behind second base and whirled and threw a strike over to Sidney Parris, and that's all for the Panthers here in the top of the third. They do get a run, and now the score, Franklin 3, Pisgah 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball, sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling, and by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award.
Big. When you get bases loaded, nobody out, and you think, all right, Franklin's ready to go to put a bunch of runs on, and somehow they just come up with the plays, and they only can get one.
And that's big. I don't understand that, but that's big. And the Bears have got Bianca coming up, which would be the top of the order in the old lineup, but she's at the bottom. Then you got Hannah Hudson behind that. Wouldn't be surprised if we don't try to get Bianca on base, BB, we call her BB, to at least try to get her on by bunt. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Leatherwood don't have a bunt call her.
But Ron, as he alluded to, Bianca Burnett, Hannah Hudson, and Sheridan Presley will lead off the bottom of the third against Chelsea Stanfield, the big softball pitcher, heading down to Raleigh to play for the North Carolina State Wolfpack softball team. And Stanfield, obviously, on all circles, is one of the top pitchers in the state of North Carolina. So it'll be Bianca Burnett stepping to the plate. She'll check into the right-hand hitter's box here in the bottom of the third, and the Black Bears are trailing the Panthers 3-1.
Leading off for the Black Bears, number 4, Bianca Burnett.
Stanfield has recorded the last 4 outs by strikeouts. She has 4 punch-ups in this game already. First pitch taken by Bianca Burnett for a strike. 0-1. Stanfield always working ahead in the count. Swung on and that's go. Nice stab by Stanfield. That was a comebacker. Ticketed out for center field, but Stanfield stopped that with a backhand. And so she throws out Burnett. And that'll be the first out here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Hannah Hudson. Pitch by changeup called strike. Stanfield started Burnett off with a fastball knee-high outside corner. Starts off Hannah Hudson with an inside changeup. And both pitches were strikes. So she gets ahead in the count. Next pitch is at the letters for a strike, 0-2.
His strike zone got a little bit high on that one. I thought it, but in softball, it's where it crosses the plate.
Sometimes these hitters dip down underneath it trying to see. That pitch is low, or excuse me, high, as the hitter, Hannah Hudson, dropped down low on that one. So it's now 1-2 to the right fielder for Pistol. Flew out to right field her first time up. Swung on, and that is line just foul down the third base line over the head of third baseman Amber Cook. She got that on the end, but ahead of it, as Stanfield took a little speed off on it, and Hannah Hudson got a good hack at it. And, but just when you hit something like that out that far out in front of the plate, it curved foul by about a foot or two.
Which their third baseman plays way off the line.
Pitch a swung on and missed. That just blew cheese by Hannah Hudson. Overmatched her. That'll be the fifth punch out for Stanfield. Second out here in the bottom of the third. And that'll bring up Sheridan Presley, who pops up to the first baseman in foul territory her first time up against Stanfield. Lefty against lefty here. Check swing didn't go. Umpire checks. They say no. It's hard when the lefty is batting, you know, and you don't have one down the third base line. I was about ready to say that too, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be a 1-ball count to Presley. Stanfield ready to go. Foul back. Weak hack by Presley. Stanfield bringing some serious stuff up to the plate right now, and it looks like Pisgah, most of the Pisgah hitters are overmatched. 3-1 Franklin here in the bottom of the third. Pitch is on the corner, inside corner for a strike. Presley backed up, but it got enough of the plate, and that makes the count 1-2 to the sophomore shortstop. On deck is Irvin.
Which she was 2-3 last time, so.
Pitch is low for a ball.
Against Stanfield, so she's not intimidated at all as a sophomore.
2-2 to the young Miss Presley. Stanfield gets her sign. Ready to go, swung on and had his foul out of play. So Presley trying to hang in there.
Come on, buddy.
Morgan Cocker looks back around. Watched it fall just beyond the other side of the screen. Here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Beautiful place to play softball here in Canton, North Carolina. Stanfield ready to pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out. So that'll be 6 punch outs in the game for Stanfield. She's serious today, folks, and it's going to be hard to solve this puzzle. And that'll be all for Pisgah in the bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And so we move to the top of the fourth. Franklin leads Pisgah 3-1. We'll be back after these messages.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We're entering the top of the fourth inning, and the Panthers lead Pisgah 3-1. Panthers got two runs in the second, one run in the third, and we're now starting the top of the fourth, and that'll be Landon Penland, Morgan Cochran, and Caitlin Sanders, 8-9-1. First pitch fastball painted the corner at the knee, so it'll be one strike count.
We got some movement in the bullpen on the Pisgah side.
Change up, just missed outside. 1-1. Who's warming up in the bullpen?
I can't tell right now. I'm trying to look. I'm trying to see Serena. She knows this is an important game.
Swung on and lifted to right, shallow right field. In comes Hannah Hudson. That drops in front of her, so that'll be a single. That will be the third consecutive inning that the Panthers get the leadoff hitter on. That was a difficult play for the right fielder playing way back. That was hit into the what they call the Bermuda Triangle in there. And it was just out in right field down the line. And the second baseman, Taylor Gallion, Sidney Parris, and Hannah Hudson, the right fielder, all gave chase to it but just dropped all in front of all three of them. So now the pitch, first to Morgan Cochran, the catcher. Is a strike at the knees. Grounded out to second. Her first time up, she's 0-1. Runner at first for Franklin. Next pitch is in the dirt. Nice scoop by Irvin. She checks the runner. Boy, she don't lay that thing and came up with it. I tell you, the thing that you got to worry about is you can't give Franklin another run, especially the way Chelsea Stanfield is pitching.
No, and that's why Serena's got movement in the bullpen right now, is she knows that.
Next pitch is in the dirt, ball two, so it's 2-1. On deck is Caitlin Sanders, the leadoff hitter for Franklin. Pitch is outside and high, ball three. James is ready. Here's her pitch, and that's popped up, lifted again to the other side. Chasing it is Sheridan Puffley, and she grabs that one. That was hit to the opposite side in the same spot as Landon Penland's loose single just on the third base line, on the third base Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
But somehow Presley gave chase, camped underneath that, and hauled that in. So that'll be out number one here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Caitlin Sanders, who's 0-2 in the game. Ball in the dirt by James. Nice stop again by Irvin, who's made several of those this game.
Yeah, Irvin is just like a cat up behind that plate.
James working quickly. Here's our next pitch, and that ball's in the dirt, and that gets by. I'm down to second. We'll go Landon Penland. So that will be a wild pitch charged to James.
And good thing about Irvin is she didn't try to throw to second and cause more problems.
Next pitch is high and outside for a ball. Makes the count 3-0, so she falls behind the center fielder for Franklin. Got to work herself back as Ashley Holland, the second baseman's on deck, and ball four, she loses her. So now runners on first and second with Holland coming up.
Three, Ashley Holland.
That's in the two hole for the Panthers. 3-1. Franklin here in the top of the fourth inning at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Great crowd here. And a beautiful day at the ballpark. James working. Here's a pitch. Swung on and grounded foul. So runners retreat back. Crowd a little subdued. I believe they realize you're going to have to start swinging at first pitches and attacking Stanfield and not battling from behind.
But Stanfield's smart enough to know if you start swinging at first, you'll...
Change up, Rhonda. Just dropped it in there. That is perfection right there. That comes in and starts at the chest, drops to the knees, freezes the hitter. Now she's got Holland in the hole, 0-2, who's 1-for-2 in this game with a single and a run scored. Swung on, and that is lifted to center field. Bianca Burnett catches it, and then she retrieves that ball back in there. So great job by the Gazelle on the fly out to center field.
And it was so shallow that none of the runners could advance, so it's hard to get something past Bianca.
This will bring up Chelsea Stanfield, 1-for-1 in the game with a walk and a single. Stanfield has yet to score a run and has been stranded at first and at third in this game. It's outside for the ball, 1-0. James working a little more deliberately now here in the fourth inning than she did work in the first three innings.
Taking her time, making sure she's getting the right calls.
Pitch is off the thigh. Tried to throw a changeup. Didn't work. It's now 2-0. Trying to be careful and cautious with Stanfield, who stands about 5'11", 6'. Ready to go. James's pitch just missed on the outside part of the plate. Has nowhere. Actually, she has a base, but you don't want to do, because I'm more impressed with this on-deck hitter, and that's Amber Cook, batting cleanup. She's due, too, but here we go. James is ready. Pitch right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 3-1.
Still trying to see who was warming up for Pisgah, and it was Logan.
Got to get Stanfield here. Next pitch. Swung out and lined to Tipton over her head. That's off the wall. Just missed the home run. Served it up. Here comes the one run. So that'll be a stand-up double, one RBI. And Franklin's padding the lead for Stanfield. And she helped her own cause with an RBI double. And stopping at third with Caitlin Sanders. That ball hit the red on top of the black fence. That's the padding that goes around the probably the 9-10-foot wall that goes around here. She missed a three-run homer by about inches. That's going to bring up Amber Cook. Takes a ball outside.
Which you got a base open so you know where to put her, so if you don't want to pitch to her and cause more damage.
Starting to fall apart for the Black Bears, and now it's going to be 2-0 as James struggling here in this inning and trailing 4-1.
You wait to see how long it takes for
follow
the coach
back against the screen
to pull Micah if she has to. I mean,
trying to solve the puzzle here when they've got the bat. Stanfield, you cannot spot her this big of a lead. Next pitch is in the dirt, gets away. Here comes Sanders. She's going to score a run as that ball gets away, but then nice scoop by Parrish backing it up. So now the wheels are falling off for the Black Bears. That will be 5-1 as the scorekeeper somehow has not figured it out. Yeah, there
they
go. So Amber Cook has a 3-1 count. Ball four, she walked her. And so Serena's made the decision she's going to walk out. We don't know what she's going to do.
I think
James is struggling inside the circle this inning. She has walked two, gave up a double and a single. And so that is the result of why the Panthers have gotten two runs and lead 5-1 here in the top of the fourth. And Rhonda, I do not believe that's going to be difficult to get against Stanfield.
That's a big hole that they've dug. With three innings left, that's... You know, you just about have to, it's not insurmountable to come back from that. But.
Well, she's going
to
leave James in the game, had a talk with her, so she'll face Haley Overholt, the shortstop. Called strike, first pitch. Belt high fastball, caught the outside part of the plate. So now, runners at first and third for Franklin. Two outs. Next pitch is high above the bill.
Way high.
A lot of pitches in this inning by James.
More than you'd like her to take, that's for sure.
Ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on and lifted. Shallow left field. In comes Burnett. Nice running grab. Called off Sheridan Presley as it bounced snow coned it a little bit. That was a line snow cone.
Yeah.
So that'll be all for Franklin here in the top of the fourth. They do get two runs and then stretch out their lead to 5-1 over the Pisgah Black Bears.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial, Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville.
Well, we got rid of the hex of being never being a hex, of a two and a half year hex of being trailing, never having to lead against Franklin. That happened in the first inning. That has been the only good thing so far. Actually, there's been two good things. Logan Matthews hit a double. So Stanfield has
already had a
punch out. Yeah, Mahala Irvin in the first inning, a solo blast over the left field wall, and then a double. Two hits allowed by Stanfield, but six punch outs so far through three frames. So she's averaging two per inning.
She starts off inning with the one that hit the home run. So it'll be interesting to see how she pitches to her.
Mahala Irvin, Micah James, and Caitlin Hanna are all scheduled to face Stanfield here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Black Bears are trailing the Panthers 5-1 in this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference showdown. Franklin trying to go to 7-1 in the conference and 11-2 overall. Pisgah 9-2 right now and trying to get the
10-2.
And 5-2 in the conference. Trying to avoid that third loss. Defending state champion in Class 2A are struggling, and now Mahala Irvin checks into the box, ready to go. 1-for-1, home run last time she faced Stanfield in the first. Here's the pitch. Big cut and miss by Irvin. She had visions and a swing to match to going deep.
She had visions of sugar plums in her hand.
Holy smokes, she had a cut on that fastball. Just got up underneath it, hit it back up against the string, the screen. It's 0-1. Here's the pitch. Changeup is outside for a ball. Missed the corner.
You know, if Pisgah goes on to lose this game, I'm sitting here thinking, they still can finish second. And we did last year. So maybe that's what we need to do to win the state championship.
Ready to go. Stanfield swung on, and that was lifted high to in foul territory as Underwood camps underneath that. So she catches that, and Irvin's gone on a pop-up in foul territory to the first baseman. That's going to bring up Micah James. And you sense right now, with no spark in this team, that they may be facing the fact that they cannot come back against this one. They need a spark. Micah James trying to give it to them.
It's mental. That's all it is.
Ball high. 1-0.
Once they got behind, it just seemed like it was a domino effect, and it started getting tense again.
James, one of the six punch-outs for Stanfield. 0-for-1. That's another ball high inside, backed her up a little bit. 2-0. I like the way Stanfield pitches, moves the ball around, but she's not afraid to pitch inside, back hitters up. Next pitch change up, and that's dribbled right to Stanfield, just whirls and throws a nice easy throw to first to retire James. So that's the second out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna. You thought the spark was given to him by Mahala Irvin, but it just wasn't to be here in this game.
The spark probably was given to him, but then when they got that two runs there in the next inning, that started tensing them up again. Ooh.
That hit Hanna, and that she'll go down to first.
Boy, Hannah's having it tough against her. She's been hit. She's hurt her ankle. I mean, now that hit her hand.
Logan Matthews.
So that will be a hit batter. She's having a tough game, but Caitlin Hanna goes down to first. Stanfield thought that hit the knob of the bat could have. But it hit, as you can see, Hannah trying to work her wrist.
Yeah, she's still favoring that wrist. It hit her more in the forearm right there.
One swing of the bat by Logan Matthews could lend the spark here and get him back in the game. Stanfield ready to go. High fastball, no go.
And Logan has that ability to punch it out.
Five bombs so far this season. Junior, designated hitting today, has a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball knee high, strike one, 1-1. Hanna on first. On deck is Michaela Tipton. Stanfield ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss and fouled it, or excuse me, swung on and fouled it back against the screen. It was a funny swing by Logan.
It was.
Looked like she was fooled on the pitch.
I believe she was fooled. I think she was thinking that she was going to come with her that changeup. She'd come with another heater.
Because she backed off, and that was a fastball. Went two out for high outside. 2-2. Need one right here, Rhonda.
Big time.
You got a rabbit's foot, something in your good luck charm or something like that you can rub? Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung out and grounded over to third base, and that's going to be a single as it goes out to left field as Haley Overholt tried to backhand
this man into the Black Bears number 12.
And it was like a lackadaisical backhand. It wasn't like she was...
Well, she got there, but I tell you, she got there just in time. But as she went down, that ball just hit off the tip of her glove, and that's going to be ruled a hit by the suspicious goalkeeper. So two runners on, and Michaela Tipton, who has the power to get us really back in this game with a bomb here. Stanfield ready, swung on him. Big cut by Tipton, followed it back into the screen. Swinging on the first pitch, 0-1.
That's a good pitch to swing at because it was right down the center.
So Logan Matthews has two hits in this game, and Irvin has one. Three hitters so far. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 1-1, one strike.
You got Caitlin Hanna trying to read the signs. She's giving her the signal where it's going
to
be.
Swung on, and that is line to left field as Tipton gets a single. Hanna stops at third, cut off by Stanfield. Now you need a big hit by Taylor Gallion, who struck out her last time up.
Taylor's being pinch-hitted by Mason McCracken.
So Mason McCracken will come on and bat for Taylor Gallion here in the bottom of the fourth, and bases are loaded. I'm sure it'll be a re-entry rule.
She had a big hit against Bavard and had two runs.
Yeah.
She can hit the ball. I mean, there's nothing, no doubt about it. And this will be a big time for her to come in and try to hit the ball.
So bases are full of Black Bears. Good gracious, boy, if Mason can just hit one. Just get a hold of one. A granny will tie this game as the Franklin Panthers lead Pisco 5-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. There are two outs.
And, you know, Chelsea has not pitched against Mason, so they've never seen her.
So Mason McCracken will check into the right-hand hitter's box, and she has a smile for the umpire, who also does basketball, and Mason is the scorekeeper for the basketball team. First pitch is a fastball, break down the middle for a strike. So Stanfield served it up. It's 0-1. Bases full. Hannah at third. Logan Matthews at second. Tipton at first, and that's ball one. 1-1. Come on, Mason.
Man, you hear the fans hollering, come on, Mason. Her daddy's sitting over there, chomping at these fingernails.
Stanfield ready. Here's the pitch. Ball strike. Outside corner, Stanfield working hard with that heater.
And if you've been around the softball circuit, all the fans will start hollering, battle, battle. Keep, you know, you got to try to, even if you foul it.
Popped up, got to play. McCracken hangs in there.
And that's exactly what you got to keep doing.
So Mason McCracken, pitch hitting for Taylor Gallion with bases full. Righty against lefty. Here's the pitch. Ball outside.
Good eye.
Stevens to count it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Bases full of Black Bears. Chelsea Stanfield trying to get out of this jam. Facing pitch hitter Mason McCracken. Here's the pitch. Swung on a dribbled foul. Nice hang in there.
Battling, that's what you got to do when you got a 2-2, two outs.
Just got enough of it and dribbled it foul.
Got to protect that plate. this is the biggest hit in this kid. If she can hit it, it'll be the biggest hit in this girl's career.
Got to burn that on deck. Here's the pitch. Call strike three. She just went right down the middle. No swing by McCracken, so she's out. And McCracken and Stanfield gets out of the jam. So that's all for Pisgah. They strand three runners. And as we move to the top of the fifth, the score remains Franklin 5, Pisgah 1.
It's time to gear up for savings with Napa. So bolt into any Napa Auto Parts store this April and save 50% on select quality professional hand tools, from socket sets and screwdrivers to wrenches, pliers, and mechanic sets. And with a lifetime guarantee, you know our tools can go round and round. So be the sharpest tool in the shed and hurry into Napa for great savings. Don't be a fool. Get a great deal on tools. At participating Napa Auto Parts store, offer expires 4/30/12.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Ready to go here in the top of the fifth inning. Time is winding down. Innings are just turning the page as they're getting closer and closer. Wandered a major opportunity, opportunity last inning. Bases loaded with two outs. Mason McCracken went down, but that's the way it goes. So now, Anissa Steele, Amy Underwood, and Landon Penland will lead off, and the new pitcher will be Logan Matthews. Swung on, and that's driven to center field to Bianca Burnett. Calls that in. Drive running backwards to the fence. Nice play by the center fielder. One pitch, one out.
And that pitch was low, exactly where we talked about earlier in the game, that all the pitches against Franklin need to be low. You get it up in their wheelhouse, they can hit it.
So Amy Underwood comes to the plate. She's 0 for 2 in the game. Batting in the 7th hole. Here's Logan Matthews' pitch, and that line swung on, and that's going to fall in front of Taylor Gallion. So that'll be a single.
Now batting number 77, Lauren Penland.
So now, one runner on as Franklin's coming up swinging at the first pitch. Here's Logan Matthews. Oh, nice pitch. Blew by him.
Kind of like it dropped when he got to the plate.
I tell you what, man. I was trying to get these softballs in there. I had a hard time just hitting a regular old yak. Next pitch, call strike, got it inside on the belt in the corner, too.
You know, we talked about last time Logan pitched how she wants these ball changes, how she don't like balls. It's not because they're new. I found out it's the stitching on the balls.
0-2 count, swung on and popped up. Travel out of play.
Nope. Hit car behind us.
Amy Underwood at first on that boot single to left. Landon Penland is now up. She's 2 for 2 with 2 RBI. She's had a day, Rhonda.
She has.
Right fielder. Ready to go. Here's the pitch, and that's grounded over to Micah James. Fields it over to Presley at 1. Throw to 2nd. Not in time. And they're going to call her safe at 2nd as Presley came off the bag. So that will be an error charge to James as the throw took her off the bag. So that is not good.
Nope.
So two runners on. That was a nice attempt on the double play, but then I looked back up, and the umpire said, no, this, as she said, first pitch to Morgan Cochran is a ball high. 5-1 Franklin here in the top of the fifth. They're looking to add more to the lead. Pitch by Logan Matthews is a strike on the inside part of the plate. 1-1.
Maybe that time sitting on the bench for Logan has refocused her. I mean, she's looking really good.
Ready to go, Matthews. Here's her pitch. Swung on and driven foul down the right field line. There's some of the ball people trying to get the ball in. Morgan Cochran, 0-2, battling Logan Matthews at the plate. One ball, two strikes.
You know,
catcher for Franklin.
Logan's had some issues with her knee, and she's really starting to feel better, she said.
Off the hands. Followed out of play.
You were talking earlier, legs, your limbs are the most important part when you play sports. If you got an injury or nagging pain, it makes you can't focus.
Here's the 1-2 offering. Changeup driven to right field. Hannah Hudson battling the sun. Falls that in. Gets that in. Nice play. Oh, she was really battling that sun. She had that glove up.
Yeah. And she has sunglasses and hat on.
But when they start dropping down, they're trying to drop down to get that ball to see it as long as possible. And you can see when outfielders are having a problem. So that will be the second out in this inning. And that's going to bring up leadoff hitter Caitlin Sanders, who is 0-2 in the game with a walk. First pitch is high for a ball.
Logan looks more confident out there on the mound. She's got more of a, not a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Calmness to her. Swung on and grounded over to second. Nice play by Presley. Flips over, diving. She flipped it up from her knees to Micah James. So
she's actually laying on her belly.
I'll tell you what, that was a nice play by Presley. So that will be all for the Panthers here in the top of the fifth. They strand two runners. Score remains. Panthers 5, Pisgah 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Chandler Grading, residential, commercial, remodeling. By Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award.
Well, Rhonda, we don't have, right now, we're looking at 9 outs away from this ball game.
Yeah.
We have 9 outs to get 4 runs, at least to keep it going. 5 to, but we still got to handle them at the plate.
Yeah, I think that call by Serena bringing in Logan there, Ken. Logan pitches lower, and Logan has a lot of movement on her ball. Her daddy says that she puts, even on her fastball, she tries to, the reason she complains about them stitches is because she likes to use her thumb to control the movement on it. He says when you see her thumb going out like she's hitchhiking, that's when she's throwing the screwball. So, I'm learning. I'm learning more about softball each time. I hang around these old guys around here that's been on the circuit. I can learn.
I do know that in baseball, screwball pitchers don't last long.
No.
All that twisting and turning pretty soon.
He said that was probably her best pitch, and maybe it's the other ones that we think is a screwball that is going for now. It's going in the dirt.
We just got a word that the JV's won 10-0 over Franklin.
Yeah, we started that last year. You know, we lost that one against Franklin, then he went on a tear.
So they answered that call, and that's what beat Bianca Burnett, the number 9 hitter, to face Chelsea Stanfield here in the fifth. She lays a bunt, but it goes foul. So Burnett trying to push a bunt down the first base line to get on first and get something started positive.
Get the runners on.
Pisgah squandered a golden opportunity last inning with the bases full, but Stanfield got out of that jam as the wind's starting to pick up now. Pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. On deck is Hannah Hudson.
And you can hear the wind in our mics.
We can get these three hitters on somehow and then get to the thumpers. We might have a shot. Swung on and that's popped up. Into Haley Overholt at short. She hauls that in. Easy. 1 out. And what they're doing, I got this figured out. Stanfield's pitching that ball just above the letters, and Pisgah's chasing the high fastball, and they're popping everything up.
Yeah. And
she starts them off with a low fastball. Instead of jumping on the low fastball, they're and throwing the bat barrel down. They're getting deep in the count, chasing that high fastball.
They're letting her control the situation.
Swung on, and that is lifted to center field. But camped underneath that is Caitlin Sanders. That's out number two as it's Hannah Hudson
three.
Goes up.
Sheridan, that was a good hit by Hannah.
And that'll bring up Sheridan Presley with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth.
I'd like to see Sheridan get on and then Mahala come up and just knock one out again. That would give us 3-5, and that'd be better.
Presley ready to go, swung on and missed, bad swing, swung at a ball in the dirt.
And she knows it too, she just dropped her head.
So it's 0-1.
Like, what am I doing swinging at that?
It started off well for Pisgah, jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first on the home run by Mahala Irvin. Next pitch swung out, and that is a pop-up.
Alba Park.
As that ball is camped under, and that's all for Pisgah is. Underwood hauls that in, so after 5 innings are in the books, it's Franklin 5, Pisgah 1. We'll be back after these messages.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. We're going to start the top of the sixth inning. Franklin leads the Black Bears 5-1. Pisgah got one in the first, and that's all they've had so far. They have so far 4 hits off of Chelsea Stanford. Franklin got 2 runs in the second, 1 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. And we're shut out in the fifth. So here in the sixth will be 2-3-4. That'll be Holland, Stanfield, and Cook.
What you see, Logan, is, like you said, calmer. Her demeanor's different. She's being more focused at the batters and not worried about their play or defense. And that's great.
Logan Matthews ready to go. First pitch is called strike.
Oh, beautiful.
Rise ball. Ashley Holland. 1-for-3 in this game with a single and a run score.
She's smiling. That's what you want to see.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. 1-1.
And if you notice, when she does throw one in the dirt or something, she's not fretting over it. She's going right back at it.
Swung on and lined it. Micah James stamps it from going out the left field. A liner robs Ashley Holland of a base hit. It was over her head, and she leaped and caught that thing. So that's one out here in the sixth.
And Logan's laughing because Mahala is making some kind of movements behind her. And that's what she wants, to keep her pitcher relaxed.
Got to bring up Chelsea Stanfield. 2-for-2 in this game. High fastball. Stanfield just missed a home run in the fourth, hit the top of the wall in left field. She scorched that thing. Everything off her bat today has been bullets. So now it's 0-1, and it's now 2-0. So Logan trying to pitch around her, but you can't really with a 5-1 lead. You're just going to have to go after her. Can't put runners on. Let them
no,
hit it.
No.
Matthews. Ready to go. Here's a pitch. Swung on, and that is grounded over to Micah James. Scoops it up. Throws over to first in time to retire Stanfield. So Logan Matthews gets Stanfield out on a weak grounder to Micah James. That's going to bring up Amber Cook. In the top of the sixth, Franklin Panthers 5, Pisgah Black Bears 1.
You know, you wonder if Coach Goodwin with a kind of kicked herself and said, should I went earlier to Logan?
First pitch to Amber Cook's in the dirt for a ball.
You
know, coaching, you know, we got all the coaches in the stands at hindsight's 20-20.
Second pitch is a line shot single, and that is the first hit for Amber Cook in this game, who has just ruled Pisgah for the last 2 years. And Cook came up to that 0 for 2. I was wondering if we could get her out going hitless in the game, giving her the collar, but Cook had didn't have thoughts of that. She just lined one to left field, so now that's going to bring up Haley Overholt, the shortstop. Fastball over for a strike. 0-1. Overholt has got a single and a sacrifice fly and scored a run. She's 1-for-2 in this game. Change up, grounded over to deep short. Nice diving stab, by Micah James, but just went off her glove into left field. So that is another single for Franklin, and that's going to bring up Anissa Steele, doubled in 3 at-bats so far in this game.
Both of them tried to get Caitlin Hannah tried to stab it, and then Micah behind her. So
I love that effort when they get the uniforms dirty and trying to stop things from going out into the outfield. Great effort by the shortstop, Micah James. Next pitch is grounded over to Hannah, throws over to first, and that's all for the Panthers. So no runs, strand 2 more runners here in the top of the 6th. Score remains Franklin 5, Pisgah 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler. Commercial, residential grading, and remodeling. Give B. Allen a call.
Well, Rhonda,
we shut them out. We brought Logan in, and she has pitched extremely well. I mean, she's not getting behind the hitters.
We need the bumpers to come alive.
We need some bats to come alive.
We're going to start with the bumper part of the lineup. The Queens of Foam, Mahala Irvin, Micah James, and Caitlin Hannah. 3, 4, and 5 in the lineup, and hopefully if we can extend the inning, Logan Matthews and Michaela Tipton. 6 and 7 right there here in the line. So we've got power coming and some thump coming to the lineup here in the bottom of the 6th. But Chelsea Stanfield, it's been her day inside the circle, Rhonda.
Other than pop-ups, if you watch Franklin's defense with balls hit on the ground, they're not, what's the word I'm looking for? They're kind of lackadaisical. They're expecting their pitcher to do it all for them. You know, if we can ever get the pressure on them and make them have to play some, then it might be a different story. You know, you think about that. They depend on that. That pitcher is what they depend on. And that can hurt you in the long run.
10 hits so far for the Franklin Panthers. They've brought their bat. This will be Mahala Irvin. 1-for-2 in the game. Hit her 7th home run of the season. 23rd in her career. First inning, she takes ball 1 outside. Stanfield only allowed 4 hits. One of them the big blow by Mahala Irvin. Number 3 hitter came into the game batting 392. Takes ball 2 high above the bill. So Stanfield trying to make her chase that high fastball. Irvin.
They've laid off.
Laid off on that.
If we can get the other batters to do the same thing.
Want the ball on the ground or line shot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want the ball popped up. So here we go. Next pitch. Big swing and a miss. She chased ball 3 above her bill. Over aggressive. And that'll make the count now at 2-1. Stanfield probably will give her that pitch again.
Probably will, because, you know, Coach was just telling Mahala, you know, whatever she said to her, Mahala agreed. She shook her head yes.
Ball 3.
And she probably told her that you swung at ball 3.
So anyhow, that'll make it 3-1. Stanfield wanted that pitch. That was borderline, but that was outside time, according to the home plate umpire. So here's Stanfield's 3-1 offering. Swung and missed, swung on and fouled back against the screen.
Get a little tongue-tied after a while, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
3-2 count. Stanfield.
The control of Stanfield's not as good as it was in the first 3 innings.
Ready to go. Here's her full count offering. Swung on and that has popped up.
That
could get out of play, and it does on top of the Franklin dugout on the first base side. And Stanfield's giving Irvin a steady diet of pitches above the letters.
Well, she don't want to hit her, get it down low because she's already hit one out. And she knows she has the strength to hit them out.
And she's able to get that pitch so close to that strike zone, you can't lay off of it with a
exactly.
pitch count, so you got to go after it.
And that's what Mahala did on that count.
Swung on and missed, struck her out, blew a knee-high fastball right by her. So Irvin goes down on strikes, and that's one out. That's going to bring up Micah James. Hitless in this game, 0 for 2. Stanfield ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by James. 0-1. Impressive performance by Chelsea Stanfield of Franklin heading down to North Carolina State next year. Changeup just missed on the outer part of the plate. 1-1. Stanfield throws a majority of fastballs. She just spots the ball so well.
And she has movement on it.
Called strike. Got the outside corner. 1-2. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Pisgah trails Franklin 5-1. Next pitch has popped up, and that'll be out of play. I look back and see that it falls in front of my vehicle. We're safe. No
you
crash,
didn't drive
no
Mama's
blast,
car.
No. Ready to go. Here's Stanfield. Swung on and grounded up the middle. Nice scoop by Haley Overholt. Throw to first. Got James by a step. So a ground out to Overholt is the second out of the inning. Got to bring up Caitlin Hanna.
And she bobbled that ball when she got it. So that's what I was saying. If we could ever put the ball in play other than pop-ups, it puts the pressure on their defense.
8 punch outs so far for Stanfield. Swung on and fouled against the screen.
Oh, Caitlin got a little contact. That's the first time she got contact.
Struck out her first time and got hit by a pitch the second time, so she's 0-1 in this game. Logan Matthews out there. Stanfield ready to go. Just got a piece of it. Drove it down into the ground in front of the plate. And then hit off of the catcher.
Well, it's hard.
A funny hop. That's
yeah.
Fucking backwards.
It's hard to pitch Caitlin high because she's so tall.
Stanfield ready to go. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3. She watched it go by. That's all. That'll be punch out number 9 for Stanfield. And that's all for Pisgah here in the 6th. Score remains. Franklin 5. Pisgah 1. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. Amy Underwood, Landon Penland, Morgan Cochran,
number 99.
Due up here in the top of the seventh inning as the Franklin Panthers lead the Black Bears 5-1. They'll face Logan Matthews, who came on in the fifth inning for starter Micah James. James moved over to short.
And she's done real well.
First pitch by Matthews is a strike, knee high.
She's done extremely well.
Much better, Logan Matthews.
Yes.
Looking to find her stride.
Her daddy told me Tuesday that he said that when she came in, that's the best he had seen her pitch all year. You know, parents know kids, so.
Last pitch was a ball. It's 1-1. Here's the next pitch. That's popped up. That'll go out of play out into the parking lot. So it's 1-2. Amy Underwood, the first baseman for Franklin.
She's been ahead of the hitters, most of every one of them, too, so that's really good.
Underwood, 1-for-3 in this game so far with a single. Ball in the dirt, makes the count 2-2.
She didn't want to put one up there that they can knock out. She's keeping it low and nibbling the corners.
On deck is Landon Pendlin, has been on base all three times. That's a grounder. Nice stab by Logan Matthews, flips over to Sidney Paris, and that's an easy comebacker. As Matthews retires Underwood, now to bring up Pendlin, who we have had problems with all day, a two RBI double, a single, and scored on a run. He scored a run, and then got on base on an error. So we're trying to keep this young lady off the base, who's batting in the number 8 spot. Another grounder over to Micah James. We might get it. Here's the throw over to first in time, so we do get Pendlin out.
She throwed her a chain. She threw her, excuse me. English teachers would kill me. She threw her a changeup, and if you've noticed, when she went to swing, she went down with her foot, then come back up, and then went down again. And that's because she caught her off guard. She was expecting a fastball.
That was your Reba McEntire.
That's my Reba McEntire imitation there.
Matthews ready to go. Swung on and grounded over to Matthews. Comes up throwing the first in time, and that's all. 1-2-3 for the Black Bear, or for the Panthers, so that's all for them in the top of the seventh. As the score, as we move to the bottom of the seventh, Franklin 5, Pisgah 1. We need a bunch, folks.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball, sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Canton, Commercial, Residential, Brady, and Remarden. Give Brad Allen a call. Well, Chuck, you know, I had a neighbor the other day. He was working on his tractor. He had a little pan of gas. He had a dog running around, and he was taking the parts and washing them off with the gas. And the dog come running around there, and it started drinking the water, or drinking that gasoline.
Uh-huh.
It took off just flying. You ain't never seen the like in your life. All of a sudden, that dog just killed over. Man, scared me to death. He ran out of gas. He must have been some kind of kin to you. I must have been your dog. You know, they say a dog's like its master.
Not biting on anything you know with that girl.
Yeah. We're going to get you a dog for your truck.
I know.
Keep you company while you're sitting on the side of the road waiting on somebody to bring you gas.
As long as I got a charged cell phone and somebody to come and help me, you know, put a tank of gas.
What's the odds of that, though? Every time I call, you're going dead.
I know. Where you at? I'm stuck out on the road. Why? Ran out of gas. All right, we're going to begin the bottom of the seventh. Stanfield will face Logan Matthews. First pitch is strike one on the outside part of the plate. She'll be followed by Michaela Tipton, and we suspect Taylor Gallion.
We suspect, but not sure.
Lined over to short. Haley Overholt picks it up. I mean, she scores that. But no go. That was hit right at the shortstop for Franklin. Haley Overholt just scooped it up and threw it over to first, and that's all for Matthews. That'll bring up Michaela Tipton.
That was a good hit by Logan. I mean, it was a bullet.
Logan, there's no runs, or if they don't get four, she finished 2-for-3 against Stanfield. Next pitch high to Tipton, who's 1-for-2 in this game.
And Mason McCracken's on deck, so you're going to have Mason pitch hitting for Taylor.
Ready to go. Stanfield pitches high. Ball two.
trying to get her to swing at that fastball stuff. And like you said earlier, if we could get our kids to lay off that and these young ladies lay off that, we would be doing pretty good.
Fans a little subdued right now. Ball three. It's on the verge of losing.
We're going to go back and look on this game. If the score ends up being like it is with that bases loaded situation, it's going to bite us in the, you know, and that hurts.
Called strike letters. So that's 3-1. Bottom of the seventh, Franklin 5, Pisgah 1. Black Bears need a bunch to keep this thing going. Swung on and fouled out of play by Tipton, swinging at a knee-high fastball, but just got behind it.
And that was a good pitch to hit, swing at, because he was right dead center.
Makes him a crack, but beyond deck. She came on in the fourth inning to bat for Taylor Gallion. Next pitch is swung on and lifted foul, giving chase as Penlin lands just in front of the right fielder for Franklin in foul territory. So just a...
She was on her horse. She just didn't get there in time.
Long foul ball.
Yeah.
Again, we're just to let you know that the Pisgah JV won 10-0. When did they play that game?
I think they played the Canton Middle School.
Swung on and missed, struck her out. That's punch out number 10 for Stanfield. That she just banned. She is dominant today.
Because you have so many kids on that team and on the varsity team that have to leave tonight for that trip. So.
And now bring up with two outs, take the Mason McCracken. On deck is Bianca Burnett. Down in the 8-hole now. Fastball just blew it by Mason. She just watched it go by. You get a sense that most of these hitters are overmatched by Chelsea Stanfield. If you're wanting to know what a Division I pitcher looks like, come and watch Chelsea Stanfield from Franklin. Swung on and fouled out of play way behind that pitch. And now Stanfield's ahead of McCracken 0-2 here in the bottom of the seventh as the Panthers lead the Black Bears 5-1.
You know, you got to put Mason up there. She's got a better bat than Taylor. I mean, she's got a – you got to put her up there and let her get a chance.
Ready to go. Stanfield. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. One ball, two strikes, two outs.
She tried to get her to swing on that outside
yeah.
again.
Here we go. Swung on and fouled back out of play. Pisgah on the verge of dropping their third conference game and also their third game of the season. Pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt. Throw to first. That's all. And that's all for Pisgah. So the final score is the Pisgah Black Bears could not handle Chelsea Stanfield. The final for the Pisgah Softball Complex, Franklin 5. The Black Bears 1. Will be back after these messages.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that is not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, and he paid dearly for his mistake. Not figuratively, literally. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. It wasn't a great day for the Black Bears as they lost their showdown with the Franklin Panthers. As the Panthers came in here and won 5-1, and they rode the splendid pitching of Chelsea Stanfield, who pitched a four-hit complete game. Struck out 11 Black Bears and only hit one. And, you know, Rhonda, great pitching will always shut down great hitting.
Yeah, and we had a great closing pitcher. Logan came in and she did a great job shutting them down. It makes you wonder if we should have, you know, hindsight's 20/20. You know, she's getting better. We were talking off a break. I mean, how do you get over losing your mama like you did and have the attitude to come out here and play with a heart when your heart's broken?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a tough thing.
She's improving.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that, you know, they've got to learn from this. And the, so
gonna,
anyhow, but the,
we're going to try to get a word with Coach Goodwin because I'd like to get her, she talked to the team a very long time inside the circle. You know, and this was, she knew this was going to be big, so we'll see if we can get her attention and get her over here for at least a brief comment while you go over some stats.
A subdued crowd is leaving the ballpark as Pisgah falls to 9-3 overall and 5-3 in the conference, and they're starting to put themselves in a position where they're going to get farther and farther away, make it more difficult to, you know, at least try and win a share of the title. Franklin will move to 11-2 overall and 7-1 in the conference. And
now what we got to have do, what we got to have is that we need Franklin to beat North twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got to beat North because that three-way tie, mm-hmm. or the two-way tie for second, or for first in the two-way part of the division. But then when we beat North, we need to beat them big because, you know, we could go, in which we'll find out about that, well, how you break a tiebreaker.
Well, it's always difficult right now. It looks like Serena Goodwin is just dealing with, you know, maybe some, you know, dealing with her team and everything. So maybe we'll just close it right here, Rhonda.
Okay.
Let's do that. All right, folks, this is all from the Pisgah Softball Complex. It wasn't a great day for the Black Bears as they lost to Franklin 5-1. And we'll be back on the air at another time. Check that schedule. I don't have it in front of me.
We play West Henderson the 20th, which is next Friday, but it's away, so we won't be on the radio for that. They're on spring break next week, so it'll be probably the week after that when we're back home.
Very good. So we'll, you know, when they get through, it'll be about a week and a half before we're back home. And actually, here comes Serena Goodwin right now.
Yeah.
So Rhonda, if you got your mic all set up,
And we'll get a word from Coach Goodwin.
So ladies and gentlemen, Rhonda has the manager of the Pisgah Black Bears, Serena Goodwin.
Coach, it was a heartbreaking loss for the team. At the beginning of the game, the way Mahala started it off, we thought maybe this was the day they played relaxed. They looked more relaxed in that first part of the game, but they just couldn't punch that win. And Logan Matthews came in and did a great job closing for you.
She did. You know, I'm not disappointed in our pitching at all. I'm not disappointed in our defense. I think, again, it's one of those things where we've got to work on hitting. You know, Chelsea dominated. There's no doubt about it. She's a great pitcher and can't take anything away from her.
Yeah, and we were talking about that. Me and Chuck was, or Chuck and I was talking about that, how Chelsea's got our number, it seems like.
Well, you know, she has a lot of people's number. They were undefeated with 27 wins last year, so it's not just, you know, she has control. She's a good pitcher. She does what she needs to do to take care of it.
And she has a lot of movement on her ball, in which it makes it hard for us to hit it.
Yeah, and she goes 70 miles an hour, too, when she wants to. So she's definitely versatile.
So, let's give us a point on how you feel the rest of the, I know we don't play until the 20th now. We're off for a while.
Right. We play next Friday. West Henderson away and then talk to Swain today. There's a possibility we're going to try to schedule him for the 21st, but he's got to email me back on that one.
Okay. Well, Coach, sorry for the loss.
We'll get the second half of the season starts. And give us a little bit of what you think about the second half of the season.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, it could be a pivotal moment for us. We seem to be making the move that we need to make to get better and make the changes, and some improvements are going on. So hopefully it's going to prove to be very successful for us.
Well, Coach, thank you, and enjoy the weekend.
Well, Rhonda, and that's a valid point, as Serena Coon made that point, is that it's not how you play at the beginning of the season, it's how you play at the end, and hopefully the Black Bears will make
exactly
it.
Exactly right. Well, we lost to Franklin three times last year, still won the state championship, but that Franklin team last year had a lot more thump and a lot more power hitters. And there's a possibility we could see them again in a conference tournament in a championship game. I mean, three times. It's not inconceivable.
Well, that's all from here. The Pisgah Softball Complex final score, Franklin 5, Pisgah 1. We'll see you in about 2 weeks. So goodbye, everybody.